art can really truly change mindset. When you first watch Lion King, you know, like, the themes of, like, being responsible as a king to like having, like, having responsibility over your own self, having family. Responsibility over family. Like, those are themes that really resonated true with a lot of people. But
self-sacrifice.
Now, exactly. But now we're just seeing, like, I mean, recent example, let me see. Like, okay, recent example is, like,
You see, I don't even watch animation. I'm going to try to help you, but I don't
know.
Yeah, really
Moana
do.
2. Moana okay. 2, exactly. Moana 2 literally is a film that Disney took right off of Disney Plus, and they just made it a little prettier and shoved it into theaters because they just needed to make money. And you know how much Moana 2 did in the first week of its release? It was one of the highest grossing films, I believe, like, ever released on Thanksgiving Day or something like that. It was crazy. And the crazy thing is,
did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't even watch it. I refuse to watch something that has no effort. Like, genuinely. Like, as an artist, that's first of all an insult to me. Because, first of all, if you're not going to give an original story to, first of all, one of the most beloved films, Moana, everyone.
Like, yeah, the very first one was amazing. Yeah,
it was
amazing.
Great. It was a great film. I really loved the message of it. But Moana 2, you just made this film and then shoved this slop into theaters. And then now you're getting all this kind of money. Like, this is heartbreaking because it shows that Disney can just get away with this. Disney can get away with low effort BS shoving into theaters. And then, you know, audiences are just going to eat that up. Like, that's not... Like, I don't believe this is where... This is, like, honestly the problem with the modern creative industry is that everything about it is just, how can I make a paycheck? How can I exploit this IP? This is why we have 5 Toy Stories right now. Toy Story 5 is literally coming out within the next 2 years. I don't know. Like, do we need another Toy Story? No.
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Because
unless it's good, right?
I mean, that's the thing. It literally is just going to talk about cell phones because they have literally no ideas left. And Toy Story 3 was a perfect ending to a movie. Why are we keep exploiting Toy Story right now?
Money.
Exactly. Like, it's not.
But look, as the technology develops and the minds of people, new creators coming into the industry, don't you think that them making Toy Story 4 or 5 could be a sign of, okay, now they're thinking of something that they can expand the movie with that makes it interesting. What it comes down to is the effort itself, not them keep going with the story. Because what's going to happen from two years from now is just people coming up with new ideas on how to make a new movie, like a Gladiator 2.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying you shouldn't have made Gladiator 2. I think it was amazing.
I love that film. Like, personally, Gladiator 2 was great. Like,
what? It took 20 years for them to make a second one, and this didn't come from them being desperate for money. I think it came from, okay, now I have an idea how I can make this something good, and they filmed it. So don't you think that could be the same with what's it called?
Toy Story 5.
Yeah.
I think honestly. In my honest opinion, like, listen, I would love for them to put effort into Toy Story 5. Like, if Toy Story 5 becomes, like, a masterpiece of, like, class, I'll eat my words, like, right on this podcast. But I think, why put effort in Toy Story 5 when you could put, I don't know, effort into a new original movie? Why put all this effort trying to make something that you have established characters and stuff? I think Gladiator 2 is a great example because I love Gladiator 2.
It was new.
It was new, but first of all, they've been trying to make that film for 20 years. That's respect because they gave it time. It wasn't something that they just made up for like it overnight. Toy Story 5 seems like a last minute overnight thing.
Yeah.
Right? And like that's...
Maybe.
That's honestly, like, why put that effort in making sequel after sequel after sequel after sequel when audiences are dying to have new directors share their vision? I am tired of seeing directors just make adaptations about books or adaptations about movies previously, where's the original storytelling? Like, where's something new? Like, I just think, like, that's what our real power as artists, as directors are, is that we have the power to make something new that, first of all, brings a conversation to things, and second of all, it's like, it's different, you know? It's yeah. just different to see, you know? And I think that's why I'm like, especially within this creative economy right now, it's very impossible to make to sign with a studio. That's why a lot of creators are actually right now going more towards indie productions. They're posting their stuff on YouTube. They don't need a studio's decision on whether they're being picked up anymore. Like, for example, Hell of a Boss and Hasbin Hotel. Hasbin Hotel was picked up by Amazon and they were put on Prime. Literally a show about hell. Writing is okay. I'm not touting. Like, listen, I love Hell of a Boss to death and Hasbin Hotel, but writing, I wouldn't say is great. It's very tropey. It has a lot of like cursing and stuff, but it shows the potential of indie animation. Another indie animation pilot that's very popular right now and I love actually is The Amazing Digital Circus. That is a very good animation that's being made by Gooseworks, and they just recently got picked up by Netflix, and Netflix has their whole series on Netflix now, and it shows the potential of indie creator shows being put on major streaming platforms because they're getting audiences right through the organic means of YouTube. So we're right now in this brand new renaissance that is happening in animation.
Okay.
It's just a lot because I haven't seen the TV shows that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I see where you're going with like the perspective on the industry itself. Like, what were your questions?
I was going to say that because I think if we look at the bigger picture with what you guys were saying and stuff like that, we went from very like fluid human beings who were like, we had flow, we were creating things like the cathedrals. You ever see the cathedrals in like Europe where like they look crazy, insane, it took years to build.
Yeah, yeah,
stuff like that, like the crazy churches.
Yeah.
The churches look so beautiful and stuff like that. Right. We went from that to like brick looking buildings, right?
Yeah.
Brick looking, just
like, look at the Colosseum.
Just square and just straight and just like so ordered. We went from that to, no, from the cathedrals to that.
Yeah.
And this is where like, from what you're
saying, quality to more quantity too.
Yeah. And yeah. What I was looking up here actually, because when you guys were first talking, this reminded me of a quote that I heard from Leonardo da Vinci. He said, "Principles for the development of a complete mind, study the science of art, study the art of science, develop your senses, especially learn how to see, realize that everything connects to everything else." And the reason that I wanted to bring it up is because of the fact that we need more of that artistic side of us within society. That's what we're missing. Like, there's a balance. The both sides of our brain, one's more order, the other one's more chaos. One's more artistic, the other one's more systemized and broken down and stuff like that. But it seems that if we look at the bigger picture, society's more lopsided towards this such as ordered, very rigid, very mundane, very just like repetitive, you mean, cycle. You
yeah.
mean that it's just sliding towards. We're missing that originality, that fresh, that newness. That
imagination, deep thinking, yeah.
Exactly. And like with creation, social media, that's why people kind of value authenticity, because that's something new and fresh and original. You can't repeat a personality. Even if you tried so hard, like, I can't be Andrew Tate. Like, I can't come on here and try my best to be him. It's just not how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's so different.
And you have to be that person.
Exactly. And so this, like with what you guys were saying, that's exactly why I brought this quote up. And this quote, like, Da Vinci was in the Renaissance period when art and literature and all these like crazy things, like art was combining with science, and they were like this perfect mix, and the new inventions were coming around, and that was a time of just...
What was Renaissance known for? It was known for the revolution, right? The revolution of the building of
so it's
the society type of thing.
It's the revival of art and literature yeah. under the influence of classical models. So between the 14th yeah. and the 16th centuries.
Yeah.
And during that time, it was inventions. It was like a perfect balance of everything.
Yeah.
But with how society's going with technology, it seems like it's like a huge like lopsided like balance. No, not it's not balance, but towards just order, systems, and repetitiveness, and money, and this whole side of us that...
Wait, it's so mundane, right? Boring, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, just systematic. There's no change. There's no excitement. There's nothing different.
It's not like adventure at all in it. That's why we see the same things over and over and over.
I do think that... They gotta know why they're doing it. Like, there's gotta be a reason why they do it. I feel like there's a reason behind it.
I do think, like, everyone... Like you were saying, in terms of the money and stuff, and, like, how we're basically feeding a lot of our kids within this generation in general. Like, Gen X and Gen Alpha can say what is being fed to. People like Andrew Tate, people like all these characters that we see on social media, they advertise a certain lifestyle. They advertise the dream American lifestyle of getting all this money, getting all the Ferraris, getting all these girls, getting all this, honestly, materialistic possessions. Because let's be honest, all of that is just going to turn into, you're just going to be rich, and you're going to also be angry, you're going to be narcissistic. And we see a lot of rich people honestly become worse versions once they get the money, because now they have everything and they almost feel like they're entitled to everything, you know, and that they're like, oh yeah, I was always meant to be like this. God wanted me to be like this. God made me this person. And we see
so much pride in
very, and you know, pride is honestly a sin.
Well, it is a sin. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, they have a lot of, like, pride is a big sin.
And one of the deadly sins too, right?
Yeah. And honestly, like, I believe it. I think what true happiness, and honestly what most people should be fighting for within their lives, is that, like, you need to accept of trying to be someone you're, like, not, and then you get all this money, all these materialistic possessions that you will never care about. Let's be honest. Once you get that Ferrari, most people don't even care about that Ferrari after they drive it, like, two times. Because a car is not going to make you happy. That new house isn't going to make you happy. Doing something that actually fulfills you, that gives you passion, having family, relationships, all that kind of stuff. It's being with a brother, having authentic relationships, not having fake friends around you that don't give a shit about you. That's going to make you more happy. Because at the end of all your money, who's left? Like, be honest, who's left? Like, the girls are not going to be there for you. They're just there for your money. Your house, all your cars are just inanimate objects. Like, I think